Some Baltimore County farmers who use loud noises to scare animals away from their crops have come under fire from their neighbors. WYPR's John Lee reports that the controversy has led to legislation that would restrict when farmers can use their so-called air cannons and ignited debate over balancing farmers' rights to farm and their neighbors' need for a good night's sleep.
Donald Uriese is walking through one of his fields in Middle River and picks up an ear of corn blackbirds have damaged.
And you take sweet corn, and you pick two picks on it, you can't sell it. It's done.
Left alone, Uriese says blackbirds can wipe out a field in a matter of days. You can fire a shotgun to scare them away, but you can't do that all day long. Also,
bad part about the shotgun, you can't afford the shells now.
So Uriese has air cannons. They run off a propane container like you use on a barbecue grill. Uriese puts them in a field and sets them with a timer, so every couple of minutes.
It's like living in a war zone back here. It's just constant, high-level gunshots going off all day long and into the night.
Janet Terry and her husband Peter live across the street from one of Uriese's fields. Peter Terry says earlier this summer, the cannon in that field stressed out everyone, from old folks to grandkids to the neighbors' dogs.
They have to take them out of the community in order to walk them because they won't urinate. They're so traumatized.
Now, there is some bad blood between Uriese and the neighbors. A few years ago, Uriese wanted to sell his farm to a developer. The neighbors successfully blocked it. But Uriese says the cannon fire has nothing to do with that.
Just trying to make a living here.
Middle River isn't the only place in Baltimore County where there are skirmishes over air cannons. Councilman David Marks says there have been complaints in Perry Hall, where neighborhoods and farmland butt up against each other. Marks is co-sponsoring legislation with Councilwoman Kathy Bevins that would prohibit the use of air cannons from 10 p.m. until 7 a.m. Bevins represents Middle River.
And you're annoying all the neighbors and keeping them up and waking children up and making people cranky.
Uriese says blackbirds feed from sunup to sundown. If he has to wait until 7 a.m. to fire the cannons, the birds will pick him clean of corn during the early sunrise days of summer. And Joanne Chasen, president of the Baltimore County Farm Bureau, worries about the precedent the legislation might set.
And my concern is once we start making exceptions of this nature, my fear is that it becomes a slippery slope, and where does it stop?
Maryland's Right to Farm law protects farmers from being sued by neighbors who consider the noise, smell, and other consequences of a farm a nuisance. Baltimore County has the right to restrict when air cannons are used, but because of the Right to Farm law, it cannot ban them. State Agriculture Department spokeswoman Julie Olberg says it's believed this is the first time a Maryland locality has tried to regulate when farmers can use the devices. Barthel Joseph is sales manager for Reed Joseph International in Greenville, Mississippi. Their business is selling things like air cannons to scare away wildlife. He says the cannons are both non-lethal and effective.
There are not a whole lot of viable options other than harassment.
But nearby neighbors would contend it's not just the blackbirds that are being harassed. The county council takes up the cannons at its meeting next Tuesday. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.